begin to go on daf mesech. This is about the daf memches. Begin the malav. Begin the tezmas. Begin the gemara. God le pisli in. So it sounds like not like what he's saying, Shmuel, that you're just bowing down, making aser. You see in the Mishnah that it's only if you chop down and you cut off, then it's prohibited. Like God the pasalai. But if you don't chop down and cut off, then not. Says Tesis Tame. It's a wonder. Hadula mishani. Why doesn't the gemara answer very simply? Gidu pasalai. Regarding the case of when you chop down. Is Ava Pishlei Shtachav even if you don't bow down? And the Shtachav, when you bow down, Ava Pishlei Gidu is even if you don't chop it down. Can Mishan Leila, I think I answered this on the previous stuff, Zayin and Bezga, Bebaiz, regarding the halacha of the house. The Ein Lefarish Mishum De Shmuel Lesley Hach Shinuya, you can't say, because, oh, Shmuel doesn't hold like that answer, though what Rav had said, Mishum Bekopoligal, Rav, he actually disagrees on Rav, and he says, the Baiz have a Kamachubber. He doesn't hold that it's Talush when you attach it to the ground, like the way Rav said. Because he holds it's considered attached. Well, nami like lemei b'shmul, and therefore previously also according to Shmuel, you can't say bon avav b'shleish tachav b'chulu, that if you build it, even though you don't bow down to it, means to say, oh yeah, it's either or, like the way the Gemara answered Rav. No, because perk nigma din sanedam and zayim beis masik l'shmul. The Gemara comes up from Shmuel hachmeiskin or to mami is b'kever binyan. When you're digging a grave, b'chashulei talish, and he considers it as attached. And there compares a grave to Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos says you can't say the reason is because he holds, not like Rav, that's Mechub, because you see clearly he holds that it is Talush, as we assume the Gemara Sonet Amnem Zayim Abayz. So back to the question, why couldn't the Gemara just answer like an answer for Rav? The Hashem says, Hain the time, the reason is, the Mishan Yilei, the reason why the Gemara doesn't answer, as the Bachat said, it's here like Hacha, Kedilel, like it said previously, is Kedabati Yishchilik Binyin Labayis. No, there's definitely a big difference between what Shmuel's talking about over here regarding a tree and what Rav was talking about previously about a house. The Ilan Shum Mushash Bakarka, because a tree that's rooted in the ground, but Latfisasai, so he loses whatever human control over it. Kibishla Elik, like we previously explained, on Mheim Mbez, the Maskal Hacha. Hukh, there we could do a piece also. When you chop it down and cutting it down below Yishtachabo without bowing down, Shmuel held Vadil Hoyimol Klum. No, that's not going to do anything. Even according to the one who holds that a Avodah Zarah but non-Jew is forbidden right away, Hayim David Talish, that's something that detached. The still exists in the Pasuk, Psilili Hayim. Kimish Apostle, Nasa Loha, once it's carved out, it becomes this Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara says later in the Avodah Zarah, and but this is where it's attached. And he doesn't have in mind that it should be Rakmash Yachlev, only what's going to regenerate in Lasso. So then, no, you can't give the answer, like I said before, oh, it's making him without bowing or bowing him without. No, it has to have both. And that's why the Gemara couldn't answer that. This is also how we find the Chashvinalei, where they consider, as the Bach says, the word Labayis, they would consider a house. That it's detached, again, in contrast to a tree. As the Gemara says, the Tezayin Meral, if let's say you have water coming down on the wall because you want it to wash off the wall, we consider that the water is like it's like deliberately placed, and therefore it's going to be makshir food items to mekabotuma from that water. Whereas v'ilun, a tree, dava nishrish bekarka, something that's rooted in the ground, chashvin mechubu, we consider it as attached, which is not makshir of the liquid to be makabot, to make other food items a kabotuma. If you don't say this, then you would never find any seed without being susceptible, because it's always touching trees, and then it gets the fruit wet. And therefore, obviously, there's a difference. But it seems a little dummy. It's not really comparable. That's such a riot. The Hasama Peir is mere tlushim, because there, in the case that you're describing from Chol Nafta Zayin, yeah, the fruits are detached. So even though technically you could say the wall is considered attached, but Miskashi, that's going to prepare the fruits, Mekabel Tumah, because the fruits are detached. Abba Peir should be Elon, but the fruits on the tree, Yakol Mechubah, everything's attached. So Mekabel Haven is very easy to understand why you can't bring a riot from it there. I says Tais of Odele Mishanele, and why didn't the Gemara answer for this question of Shmuel that Avdiv Maschazan Gidu Pisle Itzrele, that you're right, maybe it's even bowing down, but we needed to say the case of when you chop down from it, can Mishan Miskun, like actually the Gemara answers in the conclusion, to tell you that the whole thing is not forbidden. It's such an answer. Which the Bach, he gives all interpretation over here when he says the Mishlei Rabbanu Shmuel Krabis Bihuda. He says that Pirush the Hashta the Svirlon. Now that we hold the Ikra LeDibri Akol Shari, that everyone holds that the trunk when you chop down from the tree, the trunk, everyone agrees is permitted. So the Muslim maybe can't say the itzrach gidur pislay that we need the case of chopping down loirui to let us know the ikr that the trunk a filib gidur pislay that even when you chop down that namishari that's going to be permitted to have the pshita because that's obvious the lekel mandama no one holds the letzah ikr that the trunk should be forbidden. Of the boss they come up, but once we say that dematir sevaz of dibra kol us or maybe actually everyone holds the addition is forbidden. Ubeka pligi and actually the machlekes is that it's regarding the trunk that some say actually that does become forbidden. So hashtavadi nichle lishnuye. So oh, now it makes sense to answer the gidur pislay itzrach, which is the Gemara's maskana. At this point, the Gemara would never entertain. That's what Tais is coming to say. But in maskana, that yeah, you could say the gidur pislay itzrach laruye that we needed the case of chopping down to let us know that for the gidur pislay that even when you chop down, nami ikar shari that still the trunk is going to be permitted or liquor bees behuda. That's how Bach explains what Tais is trying to say here at the end.